Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in our show, we'll chat with Lawrenceburg winner Saban Bibin. Then we'll speak with the Performance Racing Network's Mark Garrow, and we'll have a conversation with Skyline Speedway winner Colton Burdett. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Ohio at Millstream. David Gravel grabbing that one. Dale Blaney getting the victory at Sharon. Congrats to both. 35 Raceway to J.P. Roberts. Corey DeLancey, another win at Hilltop. And Goods Raceway goes to Teddy Williams II. Salem to Troy Phillips in Indiana. Paragon to Mitchell Moles. The Lucas Series at Brownstown. Ricky Thornton Jr., Nick Hoffman picking up series wins. Dylan Nussbaum wins at Montpelier. US 24, Jack Hoyer and Tate Gurney amongst the winners. Shane Cottle victorious at Lincoln Park. Anderson to John Roberts. And Cale Coons parks it in victory lane at Circle City. Davenport, Iowa to Dylan Thornton. Todd Schutte wins at Cedar Rapids on dirt. 34 Raceway to J.J. Hickle. Brayton Carter, a dominant win at Scotland County in Missouri. Doe Run to Colin Palmer. Pittsburgh to Tommy Schoenhofer Jr. Noah Werginis grabs another one at Blanket Hill. Richmond, Kentucky to Jimmy Harper. Dylan Perry victorious at Lake Cumberland. Paducah to Josh Sisson. And in Illinois, at Jacksonville, it's Jake Newman. Kyle Hemmick wins Macon. Peoria to Ryan Unzicker. Evan McDormand wins at Viola Boys. Quincy to Austin Becerra. And Will Armitage getting the checkers at Red Hill. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner of the non-wing, we'll tell you about all that, but the fantastic race that happened in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, Cincinnati, Ohio, Saban Bibin. Hey, Saban, welcome. Glad to have you on the ProFabrication.com hotline. For folks that don't know, what's this Saban Bibin? Saban is, isn't that like a football name? And aren't you like 5'8" and 100 and nothing pounds? How are you a football connection?
I don't really know how it happened, but I got named after the greatest coach in college football, Nick Saban. Had a family tie with him through my grandpa. Grandpa played football at Florida State and went around coaching. Dad played college football. Brother did. I grew up wanting to go in circles, and they were playing sports outside.
Well, the Saban the race car driver is a winner once again, and he's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. If you remember, it was just 4 or 5 years ago, 2021, where Saban Bibin had won his first ever one of these 410 wingless sprint car races at Lawrenceburg. And now, after these years, he becomes fast qualifier, wins this prelim race, and then dominates the feature in his 25-lap event that, if you want to go watch, you can go to S2FTV.com, start to finish TV, and be able to watch it. It was the Lawrenceburg race last time. Saban, what took you so long, bud? How did you continue on through all the ups and downs and then return to victory lane? That's a triumph that anybody would love to hear about. How did you do it?
Well, I mean, we'll start off with I had to graduate high school first and get my ducks in a row there. But we just had a really, really tough time in between now and then. I mean, my string of luck has been pretty darn impressive to watch unfold. But, we haven't – effort is something that hasn't left the table. And, I mean, we've been working as hard as day one, and the people around me have gotten better and influence has gotten better. But it seemed like nothing had kind of changed until we started getting better this year. And then we won our heat race Eldora last year. And then we were good at Four Crown when we brought the car back out after being down for 6 to 8 weeks with motor issues.
But Saban, mechanically, I know you're a small team, one of those teams that has to grab for whatever they can to be able to make it. But as a driver, is it something that you brought back from the 21 race? Was it the socks you wore back then? Was it something you did physically? Was it some iRace type training? What did you do that you think has helped make your part of the equation that much better to get you back here?
So there's only been 2 days that I've left the house, like, not thinking I could win, like, pretty much knowing I was going to win. And I don't know what, like, I did that week to think that, but I've been 100% on that. So, like, I could just kind of woke up and could feel it. I mean, I knew, like, I was confident in the car. And then with the way we unloaded in hot laps, we were half-second faster than our group. And, I mean, I wasn't, like, most people saw what happened in April down there, so I was a little worried. And sprint week, we sucked because I was just scared. And, you know, we were wide open hot laps, and the car didn't tip over. And I was like, all right, we're going to be good. So, that was kind of my only worry Saturday, was just kind of getting tipped up.
Saban Bybent, the winner at Lawrenceburg of the Boss Power Eye combined race there on Start to Finish TV. He's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. We had a four-year-plus hiatus between wins. You know, how can we squeeze it down? When's your next race? And what are you doing to, you know, kind of get us back in victory lane a little quicker next time?
Yeah, so that's something I got to cut down extensively. We're going to run this Friday as the makeup date for the Holman at Terre Haute, which Terre Haute's my favorite track, as much as it scares me getting into three. I mean, that place is wicked. It's USAC, so it's tough going there. And the motor that we've got is Junior Johnson. She's a little small girl, but we'll see where we go. You know, if I can run top 10 to top 12, that's a good night for us. Then we'll truck over to Chillicothe Saturday. It'll be just me and a buddy Friday night, and then a buddy who's bowling Saturday. He'll come down, pick up the trailer, and we'll go. And see if we can get another one with Boss.
One of those great stories of the little team that could, and the driver, not the football player, Saban Bybent, that could make it happen. And some of the fastest, hairiest, scariest turns in racing, Lawrenceburg Speedway, the Boss Sprints, Power Eye Weekend last weekend, a second 410, the big motor, wingless car, the wild one. Saban Bybent, you were able to pull it together. Amazing. Where can folks follow you on the internet to keep up with your next adventure?
I've got a website, SabanByBentRacing.com, and then my Facebook and Instagram. I try to keep updated pretty regularly.
Saban, we got to go on our end, but congrats on the win. Let's do it a lot sooner next time. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
One of the most iconic moments in the history of the sport. Your dad and David Pearson racing for the win at Daytona 76.
I learned more from my dad in that moment than probably all the years of being his son before that. Ran that race, comes down to the last lap. Pearson passes Petty. Petty passes Pearson. My dad passes him going into turn three, sweeps up in front of him. They kind of cross over. They get together coming out of turn four. Even though they're running 180, 90, 200 miles an hour, it's the most slow motion wreck in the history of time. As you watch my dad spin and spin down into the grass, you watch Pearson's car with the front end just caved in, come to a stop. And we all leave pit road and run out to the grass. You can see it's myself, it's Barry Dodson, it's Wade Thornburg, it's Dale Inman. We run out and we push the car across the line. We didn't know that if you help the car across the line on the last lap, you're penalized the lap. So if you go back and look at that, my dad finished one lap down in the Daytona 500 that year.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing, and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline for the Performance Racing Network, you'll be hearing him this weekend on the Bank of America Roval 400 broadcast, Mark Garrow, great to have you back on the show. The Bank of America Roval 400, all kinds of a pressure cooker. Certainly track is unique. But what makes the Roval such a wild card that we should be tuning in to listen to you and the gang, you know, make the call?
You know, Lenny, I'm not really sure, except the fact every single year there is at least one memorable moment. And it always seems to be on a different part of the track. Of course, the first one, right? Jimmy Johnson taking out Truex and Blaney going on to win. Chase Elliott driving into the turn one barrier and then backing out and going on to win. So there's always something that happens there that you look back and you go like, wow, that was, you know, a big moment. And it seems like we get one, at least one of those every time we have a race on the rope.
Cannot wait. 3 p.m. this Sunday, the Performance Racing Network stations across the globe, plus the PRN app, will have it available. The Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Also, you could tune in Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Blue Cross North Carolina 250, of which the Performance Racing Network will have the call. And our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Mark Garrow, will be a part of all of the activities down there at Charlotte. A cutoff race for the points for the Cup Series. And you mentioned Blaney and Elliott. They both have a couple of wins. They're kind of in there. Larson's got a lot of points. Hamlin probably. But, you know, where's the drama this weekend? And who's right in the middle of it that, you know, might be the straw that stirs the drink or might be the one that splashes out of the cup?
Well, you've got, obviously, you got four drivers below the cut line. And when you look at it, you see guys like, you know, Bubba Wallace way, way underwater. He is 26 points. Reddick minus 29. Cindric minus 48. Think they got to win it. Chastain minus 13. He's in that tweener land where there is plenty of math that would allow him to maybe over, you know, to get enough points to jump into the top eight. Joey Logano on the bubble at plus 13. Briscoe at plus 21. They're in the tweener land on the opposite side, right? The problem for Chastain, he needs a little help. He needs a problem with Briscoe and Logano to maybe make that move above. Larson, Hamlin, Bell, Byron, they're all plus 40 or more. They're good to go. It would take a complete, you know, catastrophe for any of those drivers to miss the cut at this particular point. So not quite as much drama on the cut line as we normally get, but there will be drama at some point. And so, again, I think Chastain can point his way in, but I think Wallace, Reddick, and Cindric, I think they've got to win it to get in it.
Going to be amazing to hear the voices of the Performance Racing Network this Sunday at 3 p.m., the Bank of America Roval 400, and our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline is one of those voices you'll hear lap after lap, and enjoy it while you can. Mark Garrow from the Performance Racing Network, our guest on the ProFab hotline. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. And I mentioned that they should enjoy hearing you. It made a bit of a social media announcement, something that you know, hits a lot of us right in the heart, that you're going to be stepping away from the PRN microphone on Sundays as we go forward. You've got a great grassroots history and a love and a passion for this. I can't believe that, you know, there won't be something that we'll get to enjoy your voice on. But what's kind of brewing for Mark Garrow as we look? I mean, Cars Tour is out there. So many great things that could add your voice. Not to say that Eric or any of the gang there aren't doing a great job, but wow. I mean, to have a free agent like Mark Garrow, I think grassroots racing is waiting on you, sir.
Well, let's put it this way. I went to my first race when I was 1 year old. Short track DNA is in my body, along with the rest of the racing DNA that I've had my entire life, growing up with my dad as a flagman, my mom as a scorer on the short tracks. I love to watch race cars. I absolutely love to watch race cars dissect what's going on in the race. And I hope to find something to do as far as working some short track stuff one way or the other. And if not, I'll certainly be spectating short track races along the way. So, you know, I'm stepping away from PRN, and I'm very grateful for all the years with the network and Speedway Motorsports and Bruton and Marcus Smith, Mike Birch, who've always been big supporters of the network. And so I'm very appreciative of all that. But, you know, I'm looking forward to a breather. I've been at this, you know, so long that I'm one of the last voices, along with the other one being Mike Joy, left at the racetrack, that was on the air when Richard Petty won his 200th race. That was 1984.
Ooh.
So to have a career as long as I have had, I'm certainly grateful for that. And the biggest thing is I'm looking forward to going to races, and I'm looking forward not having to get on a plane and fly 2,500 miles to get to some of them. And so that's the biggest thing at this point. After a while, your body gets kind of wore out from the travel, and it just gets to be time. And like anything else, it's time to move aside and let some other folks get in there and grab the steering wheel and move the sport forward. But I'm looking forward to going back to the short tracks. I'm certainly going to try to make sure people know that I'm available to mess around a little bit on the short tracks, and we'll see what happens. But again, you know, the good part is, you know, I can sort of, you know, if I want to spectate, I can go to a dirt race, go to asphalt race, go to sprint car race, go to late model race, go to a modified race, whatever it may be. It'll be good to call up Lenny Baticki and say, okay, can we go to Lick Skillet Speedway or whatever you got out there?
Mark,
I can't wait to do one of these crazy tracks. Let's go.
Tune him in this Sunday. Bank of America Roval 400, the Performance Racing Network, the effervescent great one himself, Guru Mark Garrow. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. There'll be more from PRN at the track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Grab a friend and pack the cooler. Saturday Night Racing returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway October 18th for the Z-Max Cars Tour Championship. See rising stars like Keelan Harvick compete against Short Track Racing's best in season finals for Pro late model stock, and the Smart Modified Tour. Party down North Wilkesboro style with the Z-Max Cars Tour Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, visit northwilkesborospeedway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Pagan. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline,
winner of one of the most prestigious races, 40th anniversary Harvest 50 at Skyline Speedway in Southern Ohio, Parkersburg, West Virginia driver Colton Burdett. Hey, Colton, welcome back to the show. It's been a minute or two to have you on. That field there the other night at Skyline was amazing. And to start 10th and take over the lead and win this thing, what was the magic that night that seemed to work that, you know, you ended up with it? Where do you think you had it better than all the rest of them?
Oh, I don't know. It was seemed like it was a lot of surviving to the finish. But, you know, we've had a great car all year, and we had a great field over there, 51 cars. You know, for most of the race, I don't feel like that we were probably the fastest. But we started, you know, pretty far back, and we're just able to survive to the end. A couple guys got together, and Rusty, who we're in a points battle with, he broke early on. He probably seemed to be the dominant car of the field, but, you know, finishing races first is what pays, not necessarily being the fastest. So, and there we were.
And there he was in victory lane. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Colton Burdett, winner of the 40th Harvest 50 at Skyline Speedway, the Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Dirt Late Model Series, is what Rusty Schlenk is there alongside of Colton Burdett, battling 1-2, pretty much as great as Rod Conley, Clint Keenan, even guys like Jerry Bowersock and Todd Brennan and all other drivers in the top 10. It's a two-driver race headed down to Mudlick Valley in Kentucky, October 4th, Atomic Speedway on the 24th and 25th, a tight points battle, and, you know, with a reputation for perfection, as our guest Colton has. What do you do to make sure that everything is perfectly in place for these final two so that you can eke out this championship over Rusty and all the rest of them?
Well, it's just spending time in the shop and going over everything with a fine-tooth comb. It's been a long, really a long year. We've had a lot of bad luck, and pretty much everything on the car is new. You know, we've broke rear ends, transmissions, motors. It's been the last 2 months has been kind of hectic. So, we got a new Andy Durham racing engine in this for the last couple weeks. And ever since we put this thing in, we're 2-for-2 on the Ironman series. So we won at Atomic last week. And then this past weekend we won at Skyline, and this thing's just running great. So as far as this week in the shop, it's going through every little thing with a fine tooth comb and doing the best we can to make sure that, you know, if we don't prevail this weekend and at the final there at the end of the month, it won't be from a lack of effort.
It's never a lack of effort with the Burdett gang. Colton Burdett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. From a driver's perspective, Colton, do you do anything different? Do you like hit the gym a little bit more? Do you make sure that all your lucky underwear is ready to be packed to go to these races? What are you doing as a human, as a driver, getting ready for this final couple of battle lines that have to be drawn to close out the season with you on top?
I don't do a whole lot as far as that goes, but I should hit the gym a whole lot more. We have a couple superstitions. You know, we're not big on peanuts or any kind of nut on race day. I personally don't eat chicken, but, you know, a lot of my crew does. And I just kind of keep things the same. I don't know. I try not to get caught up in the superstition stuff too much, but I'd be lying if I said that I didn't stay away from some things and just try to treat it like another race. You know, we just, for years, we've just showed up in race places and just, you know, like last Saturday night before I rolled out for the feature, I said, you know, we were starting way in the back. I was uncomfortable all weekend, and I just said that. And it's pretty much what we do every week is all I can do is trust what we got here and trust what we've done and roll out and get this thing done with as soon as we can.
Well, and he gets it done with as quick as he can, because that's where first place is. The one that gets there at the finish first is the one that gets to hold that big old trophy. And last weekend, the Skyline 40th Harvest 50 won by our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Colton Burdett. And, you know, the car in the shop thing, typically racers like to stay as late as they can,
But do you find yourself tossing and turning in bed? Do you ever get up and go over to the shop and the old Days of Thunder thing, just run your hand down the chassis and such and talk to it? What are some of the things that, you know, in these last couple of weeks, do you see yourself, dreaming about this championship? How does it play out for you?
I may not talk out loud and rub my hand down it, but I'll tell you what, I've spent a lot of hours just staring at it and just thinking and not really doing a whole lot. And just preparing, and you think of scenarios in your head of how things would go and what to do. And we've tested a lot this year. We've ran a lot of different stuff at a lot of different races, as far as setup and small things and the big things. And it kind of gets you at the end of the year where you're at the final races and you're like, well, do we run what we ran there last time, or do we run what we're running right now? And yeah, I mean, you lay in bed thinking about it all night, which I never sleep a whole lot anyway, because that's pretty much all you do is eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff.
And he does a great job on the track. The Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series. One of the top 2 points as they battle Mudlick Valley, October 4th, Atomic Speedway, the 24th, 25th. What would it mean? What does this dream end with you on top? What does that feeling feel like? And what does it mean to you if this all comes together?
It feels great. It's I've been racing for, since 2010, I think was my first year racing. And, you know, I've always worked on the weekends a lot. And, so we would race, like we would either work a Friday or a Saturday every weekend. So you never really had a chance to commit to anything. I've never committed to track championship. I've never committed to a series. I've never ran for anything. We've just kind of raced when we could, where we could. And in my later years, you know, in the last five, definitely last five, probably last eight, you know, we dropped our local schedule as far as trying to get to the racetrack every single week and just cared less about it. We still ran a lot of local races, but we more cared of if next week was $5,000, 3 hours away, we focused on that.
Congratulations on the victory at Skyline. We got to go. Fans, stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Plenty of grassroots races happening all across the country this weekend. But remember, all dirt roads lead to the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the World of Outlaws World Finals November 5th through the 8th. Get your tickets now at alldirtroads.com.
I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.